Clyde McBride may have never imagined he'd be teaching his students about Native American traditions in his high school agriculture classes. However, the intertwining of cultures has led him to oversee one of the most successful veterinary science programs in the nation. His unique curriculum is this edition of the American Countryside.
Hey, Billy, want to go to the state fair?
Yeah!
Well, you can't.
Huh?
Well, you see, Billy, when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have done with it. But now your parents are becoming energy efficient. They could save hundreds of dollars a year and take you to the fair next year.
I want to go now.
Oh, I know you do.
Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
When Clyde McBride became the ag teacher at Monument Valley High School in Kayenta, Arizona, he quickly noticed a need in the community.
One thing that I found when I came up here in 1990, our nearest vet is over 2 hours away, and everybody has livestock. I was always getting calls, can you help me with this? Can you help me with this?
He introduced a vet science curriculum in his high school classes. Students flocked to that offering. But it wasn't as simple as teaching traditional animal science.
There's a lot of differences between the old traditional way and the modern way of livestock management. That's the one thing I know as a teacher, that I have to make sure and honor that tradition, but try to incorporate modern management practices into it.
Clyde, who is not Native American, says he's learned to incorporate Navajo traditions into his classes.
For example, you know, you castrate a horse, you know, mark the hooves with the blood, you put the blood in the nose, and they have their belief on it. It amazes the kids when we put a horse down to castrate. I said, okay, who wants to mark it? And so a lot of the kids are like, what do you mean? And so I'll go and I'll mark the hooves and I'll tell them the story on it.
He says those students often go home and ask their parents and grandparents about the traditions. Recently, a student demonstrated this to a group of visitors in his class.
He lifts up the hoof and, you know, where the frog makes its pattern, it looks like an arrowhead. And so that is one reason why the horse is so sacred to the Navajo people, is the arrowhead is inlaid in all 4 feet.
More next time as we travel the countryside in Kayenta, Arizona. I'm Andrew McCrae.